Chapter 1. Business and Our Life. 2. Preview. The Role of Businesses. Task 6. Listen and read. A business is an organization that earns a profit by providing goods and services desired by its customers. Goods are tangible items supplied by businesses, such as pens, home appliances, or cars. Services are tangible things provided by businesses that can't be held, touched, or stored, such as hairstyling, car washes, flights, and legal services. Businesses fulfill the various needs of customers by providing goods and services with added value. This added value will become a profit. Task 7. Listen and fill in the blanks. Creating a new business is not without risks. Risk in business means the potential to lose time and money. However, if a company doesn't take risks, it can't achieve its goals. For example, businesses such as fast food restaurants face the risk of falling short of their revenue and profit goals. Revenue is the money that a burger shop receives by selling burgers and French fries to customers. Costs are expenses for running the store. For example, food ingredients such as bread, meat, cheese, tomatoes for burgers, potatoes for French fries, or many other things that the burger shop has to pay for to run the business. If the revenue of a burger shop exceeds all the costs, the shop makes a profit. But if the costs are greater than revenues, it will become a loss. 3. Topics. Starting a business. Task 9. Read and discuss each question with your classmates. Businesses play an important role in maintaining our quality of life in areas such as education, health, sanitation, and leisure. In fact, many companies are started by people just like you who want to help other people live better. Starting your own business can be very exciting, but it can also be quite challenging. The following steps will help you understand how to start a business. The very first step of starting a business is to check whether your business idea has the potential to succeed in the market. You have to think about why you want to start the business. You have to visualize the future goal of your business. This will strongly connect to the mission of the company. Then, you have to consider the target customer who would be willing to buy your products or services. Why do you want to sell those products or services to them? You have to think about this question carefully and pursue the market needs for your products or services. At the end of this first step, you need to consider how much cost would be necessary for you to run the business and whether you would have enough sales to make a profit. To achieve the business goal which you decided on in the first step, you have to start thinking about strategies. How you grow your business will depend on how you stack up against your competitors and how much demand you can create for your products or services. Above all, you have to consider how you can achieve your mission, which should be the future goal of your business. Strategies are these plans to achieve your mission. Defining a business strategy will help you succeed in the market. If there are lots of competitors, creating a strategy leads you to identify your advantages and your ideal position within the market. So, how can you make good strategies? First, you have to analyze the market environment, as well as your company's strengths and weaknesses. After that, you can plan activities to create better products and services. Having a clearly defined mission and strategy will also help you explain your business to other people, such as employees or investors, who are also called stakeholders. This is a critical step for seeking financial support and managing human resources. All the stakeholders, directly or indirectly, influence your business. Therefore, keeping good relationships with them is an important factor for the success of your business. Now you have an idea for a business, and you have set the future goal of your business as a mission of the company. In addition, you have some ideas about your products or services, customers, and competitors. Finally, you are now thinking about how to win against the competitors and reach customers. But you will quickly realize that you need resources such as human resources, people, material resources, goods, financial resources, money, and intellectual resources, information. Managing these resources is very important. But how should you do it? Management is the process of creating strategies and designing organizations to achieve a company's long-term goals, which are often stated as the mission of each organization. This involves the efficient distribution of business resources. 4. Useful words and phrases for business. Task 11. Listen and do shadowing. He has finally found a job in which he can feel fulfilled. They couldn't accept my findings without tangible evidence. We need to identify actual and potential problems. The company's annual revenue rose by 30%. He plays a key role in this organization. A lack of clean water and sanitation is a critical problem in the world. I can't visualize how this project will develop. We are considering what we want to do next. The strategy for this plan should be clearly defined. She tried to lead the discussion in a group. We could identify the main causes of the problem. Let's try him on the job and see how he stacks up. Considering the added value for this project is necessary. That investor bought up the stocks at once. The president thinks it is a critical moment for our company. The manager is responsible for keeping human resources.